Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Hi. What I'm about to tell you took place in New York. Once you've heard the whole story, I'm sure you will want to share it with someone. Because it's interesting in so many ways. You will definitely be blown away by the ending, too. Our story begins when 19-year-old Bobby arrives at the college where he is going to study. It was his first day at the school. Naturally, he didn't know anyone. It was his first time away from his family. He was excited and a little nervous. He was going to stay at a dorm on campus. He wanted to go and settle into his room right away. As he was walking towards the dormitory, carrying his suitcase, strange things started happening. Other students were greeting him, saying, "Hi, what's up? How was your summer? Nice to see you again." They all seemed to know him. Even though people were acting like his friends, it was Bobby's first time seeing them. It felt almost like a hidden camera prank. Finally, he arrived at his dorm building. When he walked in, someone shouted, "Welcome back, Eddie." "Eddie? Who is that?" When someone else said, "Hi, Eddie," he couldn't take it anymore. "My name is not Eddie," he snapped. The person smiled back, saying, "You're so funny, Eddie." Bobby found his room. He began unpacking his suitcase. There was a knock on the door. When he opened it, there was a guy around his age. While Bobby was waiting for him to say something, the guy's eyes widened. He was speechless for a while. Then he asked, "Were you born on July 12th? When Bobby said, "Yes." The guy said, "Are you adopted?" Bobby said, "Yes," again. And the student said, "You won't believe this, but you have a twin. His name is Eddie. I'm Eddie's best friend. You look a lot like him, but I knew you were not Eddie," he said. This is how Bobby found out that he had a twin named Eddie, whom he knew nothing about until then. Without wasting time, he got in the car with Eddie's friend, and they drove to the city where Eddie lived. When they got to the house, Bobby knocked on the door. A moment later, someone who looked just like him opened the door. It was Eddie. They were both very surprised. They felt as if they were looking in the mirror. Of course, it was natural for them to be so surprised. If you had grown up with a twin, it wouldn't be as shocking to see someone who looked just like you. But they didn't know they had a twin until they were 19, and only met then. This was in the days before the internet. There were newspapers, TV, and radio. When a newspaper heard about this, they sent a reporter right away. The reporter wrote about Bobby and Eddie, who just found out that they were twins. A photographer took photos of them. When the story ran, everyone was talking about it. But that wasn't the end of it. There was another twist to the story. Elsewhere in the country, a mom came running to her son's room. She tried to wake him up. "David, get up! You need to see this!" She was screaming and showing him the newspaper she was holding. David finally got himself up. He took the paper from his mom and read the headline: "Twins separated at birth reunite after 19 years.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
He looked at the photo in the story. When he realized the two people in the photo looked exactly like him, he jumped up from his bed. When he calmed down, he called the paper, told them about his situation, and asked for a phone number where he could reach the twins. Of course, the people at the paper were surprised too. They gave him Eddie's phone number. David called the number. Eddie's mother picked up. "They are not twins. They are triplets, and I'm their brother," he said. She was so shocked that she dropped the phone. The triplets organized a get-together right away. Even though they had just met, they immediately felt as if they had grown up together. Thanks to their special connection, they never felt like strangers. Everyone was interested in their incredible story. They were interviewed on different TV shows. They were getting famous. Now everyone in the country knew of the triplets that were reunited when they were 19. But how were they separated in the first place? First of all three of them were adopted. A private adoption agency in New York gave them to three different families. These couples didn't know the child they adopted was a triplet. The agency had kept this fact from them. After learning this, the adopted families got together and went to visit the adoption agency. They had a meeting with the management. Their first question was, "Why didn't you tell us these kids were triplets?" It was impossible to find a family that would accept all three babies. "That's why we had to separate them," they explained. All three families said, "If you had told us, we would have taken them. We would not have separated them." They weren't satisfied with the agency's explanation. They left the agency angry and frustrated. One of the fathers realized he forgot his umbrella there. He went back to pick it up. He saw something strange when he went back into the meeting room. He had saw the people they had met with opening a bottle of champagne and clinking their glasses. The managers of the agency were celebrating. He picked up his umbrella and left. He described what he had seen to the other parents. Of course, they were shocked. They couldn't understand what they were celebrating after such a tense meeting. Years later, they would learn that the agency had lied to them that day. There was another reason why they hid the fact that the boys were triplets. They were celebrating the fact that they had managed to keep that reason a secret. So, what was the real reason? You will soon find out. At the time, the triplets were enjoying being reunited after so many years. They moved in together. Every day they were seeing how much they resembled each other. For example, they found out that they liked the same type of clothes, same food, same colors, and even the same brands. The funniest part was they were completing each other's sentences. So even though they had grown up in three different households, they were still very similar. The brothers kept appearing on TV shows as guests. That made them even more famous. People on the street were telling them, "Why don't you guys make a movie? We want to see you on the big screen." The brothers figured out that it was time to monetize their newfound fame and opened a huge restaurant they named Triplets. People filled the restaurant to see the famous triplets. The business was really good. They made over $1 million at the end of their first year. Meanwhile, a journalist had uncovered something big. A child psychiatrist had launched a secret study years earlier. For this project, he had made an agreement with a private adoption agency. The agency would separate twins and give them to families of different socioeconomic status. Because the goal of the study was to determine how different they would grow up to be if they were raised in different families. The worst part was, they were hiding from the adopting family the fact that their baby had a twin. You see what happened, right? The mother of the triplets brought her babies to this adoption agency. The agency gave the triplets to three families of different status as part of this secret study. To understand this further, let's take a look at Bobby, Eddie, and David's families. Bobby's dad was a doctor, and his mom was a lawyer. They were a well-educated couple. They earned a lot of money. They lived in an expensive neighborhood. Eddie's father was a school teacher. They weren't rich or poor. It was a middle-class family. They led a lifestyle befitting their income. And finally, David's family was working class. They were immigrants. They were the least educated among the parents. They ran a small grocery store and had a hard time making ends meet. Thus, we can clearly see that one of the triplets was given to a family with a higher level of income and education, another one to a middle-class family, and the third one was given to a lower-income family with a lower level of education. It was also discovered that the people conducting this secret study paid regular visits to the children. They ran intelligence and personality tests that lasted for hours. They observed them in their daily lives and took notes. For example, to see if there were any differences in their hand-eye coordination, they filmed the children playing Frisbee. These home visits lasted until the kids were about 9 to 10 years old. Then suddenly they stopped. So why weren't the families suspicious of these visits? These are routine tests that we conduct on every adopted child. We need to keep track of these kids as an agency, they were told. Which was not true. As we know now, the tests were being done for the secret study. The journalist who uncovered this horrible truth also found the psychiatrist behind the study. He learned that the study continued for about 10 years and then was stopped. The results hadn't been shared with the public since it was assumed it would elicit a negative reaction. We know that all of the records related to this case remain sealed in the Yale University archives. The journalist also traced the children in the study and visited those he could find. Of course, they were all grown up. He saw that the twins separated at birth were struggling with chronic depression at later stages of their lives, including the triplets. They were having really serious mental health issues. Tragically, one of them, Eddie, died when he was only 33 years old.
Hi everyone, I'm Haley. I watched a video on this channel, and there was this girl who was saying, my parents love my little sister more than me, and complaining about how they were treating her sister better. I was really moved by that girl's story because I'm going through something similar. But in our house, it's only my mother who discriminates between her children. My dad would never do such a thing. The object of my mother's affection, the one she loves the most, is my brother, Aiden. Please don't get me wrong. I don't think it's my brother's fault. It's all about my mom. I don't know why, but she is very tolerant and loving towards Aiden. But when it comes to me, she bosses me around and criticizes me all the time. For my mom, my brother is always the priority. I, on the other hand, come after him.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
For example, what you see is my brother's old phone. This is what I'm using right now. I'm almost finishing high school, but my parents still haven't bought me a new phone. They would always give me one of their old ones. Last month, they bought Aiden a brand new phone as a present, and I got his old one instead. Even though he's 5 years younger than me, I'm the one getting hand-me-downs. It's supposed to happen the other way around, so I guess that makes me an exception. As I said at the beginning, my dad really loves both my brother and me. He doesn't treat us differently. But he works a lot and doesn't have too much free time. So my mother is the one who ends up shopping for all our gifts. Now I'm going to list all the gifts that my mom recently got for my brother and me. so you can better understand what I'm dealing with here. One, a laptop for my brother. A karaoke mic for me. Yes, a karaoke mic. When I asked her, why did you get me this? My mother said, you're always singing to yourself in your room. That's why I thought you'd like it. Two, an awesome bike for Aiden. A book about Albert Einstein for me. My mother's explanation for this one is that I love reading. Yes, I do love reading, but don't you think it's unfair that my brother is getting a bike and I'm getting a book? And finally, the most expensive smartphone for my brother and a cinnamon-scented candle for me. I repeat, a smartphone for my brother, a candle for me. I was shocked when we opened our presents. My face was flushed with anger when I said, Mom, what the heck? My mother pretended she was really surprised and said angrily, Haley, you love cinnamon. Your room will smell delicious. Oh, this is too much. You're not happy with anything. I can't say anything, even though I'm being treated so unfairly all the time. Why? Because my mother thinks she can walk all over me just because she's my mother. She shuts me up every time without even listening to what I'm saying. She never lets me answer her. She's always right because she's the mother. She's smarter than everyone because she's the mother. Only she knows what's right because she's the mother. I can give you 1,000 examples of how she treats us differently. For example, she thinks Aiden is talented in every possible way and of course supports him all the time. My brother watches a couple of chess videos on YouTube, so my mom goes out and buys him a nice chess set. Or he sees his friend playing guitar and wants one too, so she buys him one right away. What happens every time is that Aiden forgets about them after a few days and moves on to something else. And still my mother keeps buying him more and more stuff. However, when it comes to me, she does the complete opposite. Ever since I was little, I loved drawing. I think I'm pretty good at it too. For a while, I was interested in oil painting. I was watching oil painting tutorials on YouTube all day long, one after the other. Even though I kept asking my mother to get me art supplies, she never did. So I saved up my allowance and ordered them online. When the materials arrived, I immediately started experimenting on the canvas. When my mother came into my room, she saw the tubes of oil paint, the brushes, and the canvas. She laughed and said, "Don't you think all this is a little too much for someone who can only draw stick figures?" Okay, I realize I may not be Frida Kahlo, but don't you agree that it's simply wrong for a mother to say such things to her daughter? She's been treating me like this for so long that I was wondering if all mothers are like this, and I'm just exaggerating. But my friends have pretty normal relationships with their mothers. They get along really well. Some of them are even friends with their mothers. My mother, on the other hand, criticizes me all the time. My hobbies, my clothes, the shows I watch, the way I eat. She always criticizes everything I do, and I mean everything. She's watching me all the time. It's as if she's going out of her way to find something wrong with me. You know what the worst part is? I think the real reason why my mother behaves this way is gender discrimination. That means she doesn't love my brother more because he's younger, but because he's a boy. I can give you many examples of this too. For example, even though I really want to go to college, my parents are not planning to send me to one. But even though my brother is only 12, we already know what he's going to study in college: chemical engineering. But do you know why? Because my dad owns a company that produces plastic kitchenware. My mother wants Aiden to study chemical engineering so that he can manage the business in the future. So you see, my mother is grooming my brother to take over the family business down the line. And she doesn't think I could do it. It's easy to see why. Because my mother thinks a factory can only be run by a man, and that is my brother, Aiden. I know very well that the real reason is gender discrimination, but my mother doesn't accept it. Once, when we were talking about college, she said, "Honey, unfortunately, I'm not sure you would do well in college." I asked, "Mom, why do you think that?" As if she didn't want to upset me, she said, "You know why." "What do you mean?" I insisted, and she replied, "Did you forget about the test?" I was so shocked when I heard that. When I was 13 and Aiden was 8, my aunt, who's a psychologist, gave us an IQ test. It was a simple test made for kids. It wasn't something to be taken seriously, in my opinion. The test results said my IQ was 105 and my brother's 115. According to my aunt, getting 90 to 110 points indicates average intelligence, whereas 110 to 120 points indicates above average intelligence. Based on this simple test, my mother concluded that I wouldn't do well in college. According to her, only my brother could go to college because he has above normal intelligence. That means that if for some reason I'd gotten anything less than 90, my mother would have thought I was stupid.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
I got really mad at my mother after what she said about the IQ test. And unfortunately, I did something I would later regret, something that was out of character for me. This is the first time I'm admitting this. I went to the bathroom and thought about my mother saying, "You won't be able to go to college because you're not as smart as your brother." It really hurt me that she could think this way. I started crying. As I was looking in the mirror, I suddenly noticed my mother's toothbrush. So I grabbed it and dipped it into the toilet bowl. I thought I was punishing my mother. It was something I never should have done, and I would undo it now if I could. My mother probably brushed her teeth with that toothbrush that night. After I went to bed, I deeply regretted what I'd done. I got up, went to the bathroom, and washed her toothbrush for a long time. Unlike my mother, my grandmother loves Aiden and me equally. For our birthdays, she buys us the same presents. When she gives us money, she lets us know that we're both receiving the same amount. I wish my mother were more like her own mother. This one time, my grandmother, my mother, and I went shopping. We were supposed to get dresses for my cousin's wedding. We went into a store to look for a dress for me. I picked three dresses to try on. After putting on each dress, I went out to show them to my mother and grandmother to see what they thought. While my grandmother was making comments, my mother did not say a word. When I put on the last dress, I said, "Mom, you didn't say anything." Do you know what she told me? "Haley, unfortunately, no dress ever looks good on you. But don't be upset, it's not your fault. You got your dad's genes when it comes to your looks. No one on your father's side looks good, no matter what they're wearing. Your brother, on the other hand, got his genes from me. He looks so good in everything, so it's easy to shop for him. I think we should accept this as a fact and not spend any more time shopping for you." Yes, that's exactly what my mother said. Naturally, both my grandmother and I were shocked. Trying to hide her anger, my grandmother said, "Why are you being so mean? Haley is a very pretty young girl. She looks good in whatever she's wearing. There must be something wrong with your eyes." Then she turned to me and said, "My dear Haley, all three dresses looked so good on you. We're getting them all. I'm going to the register to pay. You can decide later which one to wear to the wedding." Because I'd gotten used to my mother's behavior, I didn't get too upset that day, but my grandmother was furious with her.
Hi, guys. First, let me say this. All names in this story have been changed. You'll understand why very soon. I don't want to go back to that time in my life and relive what happened. So, George and I met at a party. We were sitting next to each other on a couch, but we were both on our phones. I laughed at something I saw on TikTok. When I looked up, we locked eyes. He was looking at me, smiling. "It's been at least 3 years since I laughed like this," he said. We talked through the whole party. Later that night, we spoke on the phone. We met again the following day. We went to a Chinese restaurant for dinner and decided to start dating. There were reasons why it all went so quickly. We were both upset with our families for not paying attention to us. We were both lonely. We both got depressed often. We both wanted to pack our stuff and leave. And neither of us had been in a relationship in a long time. We quickly filled each other's lives. We were either spending time together, talking on the phone, or texting each other. If George didn't hear from me for 10 minutes, he'd text, "Carrot?" As you can guess, he called me that because of my hair. It wasn't very creative, and at first I thought it was cute. But after seeing the same message dozens of times a day, I started hating it. He wanted to know what I was doing at any given moment. Soon, I found out why he was acting that way. One day after school, my mom and I went to the hair salon. I was having a great time and forgot to check my phone. I had it on silent mode, so I didn't hear that he was calling and texting me. He started crying when I called him. Apparently, he was really worried. He knew that I was at the salon, but he kept asking me where I was. I told him, but he didn't believe me. He demanded more and more details to prove that I wasn't lying. This went on for the whole night. I got bored and stopped giving straight answers. He got even more angry and hung up on me. At 4 in the morning, I heard my phone ring. I thought I was dreaming. Nope, it was real. George wanted to FaceTime me. I got worried and answered right away. He was so drunk. I could only understand half of what he was saying. He was cursing terribly. He thought that I was cheating on him and that I was doing it just to hurt him. In fact, he said that was the only reason that I was with him. I was feeding off his unhappiness, and I knew that the quickest way to make him unhappy was by cheating on him. I was so shocked that I couldn't say anything. He hung up on me again. I lay down in bed. I must have been dreaming, I said to myself. That thought calmed me down and I fell back asleep. I had a terrible headache when I woke up. I looked at my phone to check the incoming calls. Yes, George had FaceTimed me. I checked the time and the length of the call and realized it hadn't been a dream. We had just started dating. I wasn't in love with him or anything. We were just two teenagers flirting. I decided to end it. In fact, the relationship had ended by itself last night. I was walking to school and thinking of all this when all of a sudden I saw George. He said he wanted to talk to me for 5 minutes and that he could explain everything. I reluctantly sat down on a bench with him. "It wasn't me who called you last night," he said. I mockingly asked, "Who was it then? Your twin brother?" "No, I don't have a twin. Physically, it was me, but it was my other personality," he said. I looked at him. He seemed pretty serious. "You mean like in that movie Split?" "Yes," he said. "But in that film, the guy had 24 personalities. I just have two. The second one comes out only when I'm really stressed out or sad."
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
I wasn't sure whether to believe him or not. I anxiously asked, "Well, are you getting treated for it?" "No, because he never communicated with anyone in the outside world before. He has a diary. He writes down his experiences whenever he takes over. I learned about what he did to you in the morning from the diary," he said. I didn't know George too well, but it didn't look like he was lying. I stood up and said, "I'm really shaken. Give me a few days to think. Anyways, I'm late for school." He stood up as well. He began talking in a low voice as if to ensure the other George wouldn't hear us. "Please don't say stuff like this. I'm not a dangerous person, but I can't control him. What you said may upset him." That evening, I talked to my mom about all this. She started laughing. "The stuff you kids fight about is a lot different from when we were your age. We used to watch Hollywood movies. You actually live them." "Mom, I think he's telling the truth. Will you talk to my dad about it?" I asked. She frowned. Don't bother your dad with such silly stuff. He's working two jobs to take care of us. Do you want to know how much money your brother's dental work cost last month? She said. I don't, I said angrily. Let's hope you won't regret not taking me seriously. I didn't know what to do. I needed to share this with someone and get some advice. I Googled multiple personality disorder. I read through a few links and got even more worried. I could try seeing if George's parents could help me, but I hadn't even met them yet. I didn't even know where he lived. He only mentioned the neighborhood in our conversations. Was it a good idea to go to the police? I was sure they wouldn't take me seriously without a crime being committed. George hadn't called since our conversation in the morning. Maybe it was his other personality that called me, but he thought I was cheating, and he had this idea simply because he couldn't reach me for a few hours when I was at the hair salon. So he wasn't normal either. I had a crazy boyfriend, and I had no idea how to get rid of him. Next morning, there were 93 messages on my phone. You'd think they were from George, right? Nope. They were all from strangers. I think George went online and posted that I cheated on him and shared my number. These messages were from people who wanted to punish a cheater. I read 5 or 6 of them. It was unbelievable how people could judge someone they didn't know and harass them. A few more messages came in before noon, and finally George popped up. He called me as I was going to the store. It wasn't me who gave out your number. It was him. He acts independently of me. I'm scared of him too. He only comes out when I'm really sad. I'm begging you, please don't make me sad. We have to make up, or it will be terrible for both of us. I was so upset. I started crying. He kept on talking, but I stopped listening. I just threw my phone onto the road. I watched as a car ran over it. And then another one. I just wanted to get rid of him. And the first step was getting rid of the phone so he couldn't reach me anymore. I was very nervous as I walked back home. He could just appear from behind a corner. But nothing happened. I calmed down when I got to my room. He could no longer call me. And if he came up to me on the street, I'd just scream for help. I'd go to the police if I had to. Yes, the right thing to do was to end this relationship once and for all. I was ready to fight for this. Nothing happened the next day, or the day after that, and the day after that.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
I still felt like something bad was going to happen, but everything seemed to be okay, so I began to relax. I guess my psycho boyfriend was now my psycho ex-boyfriend. On Sunday, I was watching stuff on YouTube when my mom came into my room in a panic. My brother had gone to basketball practice earlier. He was supposed to be back by now. He wasn't answering his phone. My mom called the coach. She was told that he left with everyone else when practice ended. Finn was just 9 years old. The basketball court was really close to our house, so he'd walk by himself. As my mom was thinking about what to do, that bad feeling I had resurfaced. Could George have done something crazy? Yes, it was possible. Should I say that to my mom? I finally decided I had to tell her. She panicked even more and called my dad. He left work to come home right away. My mom decided to look for Finn along his route before calling the police. Her phone rang just as she was leaving. It was Finn. She answered anxiously. "Finn, where are you?" she asked. Her eyes widened. Her shoulders fell. "He wants to talk to you," she said. He wants me? Who wants me? I took the phone. Taylor, it's George. I inadvertently said, which George? Taylor, my carrot. There is actually just one George. I know I scared you. I lied to you. I don't have a second personality. I thought you'd take me back if I scared you. I love you so much. Please forgive me. Finn is with me, but he's totally fine. That was the only way I could get you to listen to me. My head was buzzing. Did he kidnap Finn to make up with me? Was he going to hurt him? George, where are you? Let Finn go. He's so young. Okay, I'll meet with you. You can call me from Finn's phone. We'll communicate through it. But Finn has to come home now. He was quiet for a while. He was probably thinking about what to do. Okay, I'll drop Finn off by your house. I have my dad's car with me. Should I pick you up? I really need to talk to you, he said, begging me. I can't meet you in the state that I'm in, but we can meet on Monday. We'll talk as much as you want. Please bring Finn home, I said. Finn was home half an hour later. He said that George approached him on his way back from basketball. He told him that he was my friend and that he could drop him off at home. Finn naively believed him. Mm-hmm. Thankfully, George was nice to him. The whole thing got resolved before Finn could understand what was happening. My dad went to the police station to file a complaint. What George did was a serious crime with a serious punishment. We later found out that when you kidnap a child, the punishment goes up by 50%. I never saw George again. He didn't call either. But I'm almost sure that one day he'll just approach me on the street. I hope that doesn't happen. But if it does, it won't be good for him because I'm not afraid of him anymore. I just pity him.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.